With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas on the verge of collapsing following the group's latest atrocities. Hamas terrorists parading the coffins of babies brutally murdered while held hostage and cheered the spectacle on their streets. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Simcha Rothman, a member of Israel's parliament, says his country cannot be expected to accept such atrocities without a massive military response.
What does it take to murder with your bare hands a 10-month baby just because he's Jewish? What does it take for to go and chant and cheer when they see a coffin of two children murdered just because they're Jews? That is the evil that we are dealing with. That is the evil that the world must deal with.
Rothman's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, a lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is back at a trial court.
That court will decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 on Thursday to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cites its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. In the meantime, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney's ruling from September striking down the law remains on hold. Georgia's law prohibits most abortions once a detectable human heartbeat is present. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. Salvation Army in Canada is asking for fewer donations.
In response to President Trump's planned 25% tariffs on Canadian goods, the Salvation Army in Canada is asking its donors to donate 25% less. It says, "In these tough times, we can't ask for more, so we're asking for less." For the first time in its history, the Christian Social Services Agency is asking people to donate a little less than usual and still make a big impact. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Access to religious services restricted in New York State prisons after National Guard troops were deployed amid a labor strike by corrections officers. Those strikes have upended the lives of a number of prison inmates and families who have been denied access to everything from attorneys to family visits, and in some cases also denied medical treatment. This is SRN News. Major blast in Israel.
Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police rushed forces to the scene in Bat Yam, a Tel Aviv suburb, as they searched for suspects. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. A police spokesperson told local TV that explosives were found on two other buses. The mayor of Bat Yam says it's a miracle no one was hurt. He says the buses had finished their routes and were in a parking lot. I'm Haya Panjwani.
It's another day of bloodletting on Wall Street at this hour. Dow Industrials off 340 points. S&P 500, after showing some signs of being in the green earlier, now down 34 points. More details at srnnews.com.